Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You need help on your bets? Got the perfect way. You can unlock a two-month free trial code from BetQL. All you have to do is download or open the Odyssey app, create an account, or if you already have one, sign in, and follow 610 Sports Radio. Then you're going to get a two-month discount code sent to your email. Simple as that. So again, unlock two-month free trial code from BetQL. Get all those gambling tips. All you have to do is follow 610 Sports Radio in the Odyssey app.
All right,
and so while you're there, download our show, because the more downloads we get, the angrier Spectre gets.
That's good. That's good. We do a four-hour show every day.
Right.
We know you're busy. You may only be able to tune in on your commute, but you can catch up anytime, take it into your office, and have it on like you may, I don't know, with the podcast, but with like tons better pacing.
That's right. Tons better pacing than any podcast out there.
I don't know how people listen to those, but that's just me.
I mean, you like, can hear about
get our, to the point sometimes, right?
You can hear about our favorite dipping sauces. You think, miss Lurleen's music.
You think we meander.
Woo!
I don't know how people do that, but anyway, pacing. We got good pacing. So we thank you for how often you can tune in. We invite you to grab more, 610sports.com or the Odyssey app. You can download everything there.
Mm-hmm. Download, right. download. Each time you download, Spectre sheds a tear.
And that's just a bonus, man.
Yeah, it is.
That's a good bonus.
Yeah.
So we talked to Bo Brack down in Phoenix.
Shout it out. We'll get back at you.
About DeAndre Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny that you said there was something you heard that you're like, eh, there's something I heard that went, huh?
That's so funny.
There was like a couple different reactions.
It all depends on what you were looking for and how you were listening. But I like Bo. He does a good job at their website. And that website really is good. They started in Denver. They've got an outfit in Phoenix now and an outfit in Chicago. Like, it's a really cool, legit, awesome company that he works for, founded by our friend Brandon Spano back in the day out in Denver. They've done a really, really nice job with it. So their information is top-notch. They've got great people working for their website. And you go first with the good. You take the good, and I'll take the bad here.
So I have been in the camp of too expensive, don't really need it, go to the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me a young receiver. Let's go. You don't have to do this.
Right.
If you can, great, but you don't have to.
It's more of a want than a need, right?
But if,
him individually, I'm talking about. Position is still a need.
But I asked Bo about new contract or extension or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, he believes he would work with a team. Now he's in the ring chasing mode. He will work with the team. My only concern was the money. I don't really care about the draft compensation.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was $34 million in 2 years that
he's owed.
That's
a lot of cash. You know who else is concerned about that money?
Probably the Chiefs.
Yeah.
They should be. If he's willing to work somehow, some way, or you're able to push it down there, whatever, and there's no, well, wherever I go, I need to have an extension too, then I'm willing to have those discussions. Do I want him playing for two for 34? No, probably not.
Right.
And I know the Chiefs don't. But if there's some wiggle there, because he does truly want to be on a winner,
mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk.
Okay.
Let's find out where that is. I don't care what they want in return.
Would you wiggle it just a little bit to get him here?
Yeah. I don't, whatever the draft picks compensation, you work that out or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Chiefs have, 11 picks or whatever.
Right.
If you want a pick here and a pick next year or whatever. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, I can forego those. To me, it was all about the money.
Mm-hmm.
And if they could get the money closer to being right, and there's no
New Year's, just the two remaining,
that
he's got, then I'm out the door and see you later. I'm more intrigued by that.
I'm with you on that. I don't disagree with that. I'm like, oh, all right, if he doesn't want any more years at it, it's still $34 million. That's still a big check to scratch for that position where they have shown that they're not necessarily ready to scratch checks that big for that position, right?
If you get out of that somehow, some way.
A year ago yesterday, they traded Tyreek Hill because of the money type stuff, right?
Yeah.
The one thing that stood out to me, though, where I went, ooh, when Bo said he had only played in half the games the last two seasons. And that is concerning to me because what we're going to do here, and let me just give you a scenario and tell me if I'm wrong or right about this one, right? Say they do trade for DeAndre Hopkins, right? And he comes in here and he plays half the games and he's hurt. What's the fan base going to say? What a waste of trade. The guy's always hurt. Why are we paying this guy? I look at it from that standpoint and say, I've got to have somebody that I know I can rely on. Now, you can't. How do you rely on somebody for 17 games in the NFL? I get that's the counterpoint to all that. Injuries happen. But he's only played in half the games the last two seasons, and he's not getting any younger. You know, injuries take longer to heal, takes longer to get up in the morning, as we know, as you get older and all that kind of stuff. So
get D-Hop to stretch, though, we'll be fine.
That's a good point. The age and the missing of the games over the last two seasons, to me, is still one of those where I'm just like, I've wedded myself to this 30-year thing, Josh. You know, once you get over the age of 30, I'm separating myself from you. Now, there's exceptions to every rule. I just don't know that he's an exception to my rule right now.
I am curious how the end of last season was, because the first six games, again, it's suspension.
Yeah.
So that's a bulk of some games he missed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you go, well, that's just a dumb mistake,
right?
Better than an injury. You know what I'm saying? More controllable than an injury.
Sure.
How hurt was he?
I don't know.
You saw, again, if you saw any of Hard Knocks, place was a mess.
Yeah.
This a business decision?
Yeah.
Was this, what really let, was he truly hurt? Or that season was just in the tank? And why am I going out there and busting it for this?
And there's a lot of folks.
And you could say that's an attitude issue that you want to square. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with, like, coming to this locker room and tell me you're going to have an attitude.
Right.
Like, good luck. So does all of last year factor in? I don't know. Maybe I'm making it hazy just to talk myself into it. But the first 6 weeks, for sure, like, mistake. Yeah. It's not an injury. It's a mistake.
Mistake.
Stop doing that. The last 2 weeks where he was inactive due to a knee issue. He had one catch the week before that.
Mm-hmm.
10 targets, one catch. Is that right?
No. And in fairness to him, who was playing quarterback?
I understand. And I mean, did it become I'm not doing this for 3 weeks?
Yeah, could have been.
Or 2 weeks.
But I also, do you want that attitude?
I don't think you come in here and you have that attitude.
I don't think you can come in here.
I think you come in here and you're melding into the attitude here.
Right.
It's a lot of sunshine and roses.
Yeah. There's a lot on the text line that I've been seeing over the last couple of weeks about DeAndre Hopkins. And this isn't coming from one part. There's a lot on the text line. Okay. So this is clearly a concern. A lot of Chiefs fans are saying that, though, Josh. Like, I don't want a me guy here. I don't want a me guy here. I don't want a me guy here. I've seen that a lot on the text line. And I understand that. I mean, we've done an amazing job of having we guys here and not me guys, right? I mean, the Chiefs have done a great job with that. And so there are some who don't want to rock that boat. As I've been saying all along and will continue to say until we hear otherwise, the price is just too damn high right now. And until that price comes down, whether it be more money that the Cardinals eat, whether it be lower draft picks, whatever the case may be, the Chiefs are not going to get involved until there's a price level that they feel comfortable with. And that's just the fact of the matter right now. And I know people don't want to hear that, and they say salary cap. Oh, my God, we got plenty of room. There's $5 million under the salary cap. We want more room under the salary cap. You got to start moving money around and paying out bonuses. And the money that you pay out in bonuses is cold, hard cash. You need to have that money on hand. And I know we view sports owners, they got more money than anybody knows what to do with
it. They have budgets too, though.
Yeah, but everybody's got a budget. Rich people are rich for a reason, because they're buying generic toothpaste.
Should.
So I just think there's still a lot of work to be done from a compensation standpoint where it makes sense for him to come here.
Yes. But if he's willing to lower his dollars, I'm listening a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this this is terrific from MVS, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Every time I get on Twitter, all I see is fans trying to be GMs. LMAO. When did y'all stop watching as fans and become decision makers?
Oh, God.
Like, what year did this happen?
The exact year, probably 1925 when the league was formed, sir. What a dumb tweet.
My question is, like, he's a baby deer. He's just oh, look at the world around me. There's armchair GMs. Like he's just stumbled upon it.
The Carrington quote tweeted that and goes, there's not games for 6 months. What do you suggest we talk about?
Yeah.
Which is a great tweet by Carrington. That's a bad tweet by MVS. So it's like all of a sudden he just woke up one morning and went, oh, my God, people care.
When did everybody start having an opinion on who should get? I don't know.
Ever?
The league became
always
really popular.
Yeah, I mean, 94 when baseball went on strike. If you want a hard date for when we all started to become, you know, that's what sports is about, man. Did you never watch it growing up as a kid? And have, I mean, come on. That's like one of the dumbest tweets I've ever seen. When'd y'all become armchair GMs? 50 years ago? I mean, what I mean.
Yep, it's kind of a fact of life.
I mean, when did the media start covering sports? Like, those sports writers who covered Babe Ruth were armchair GM in two. But they were on the train with the Babe, and they smoked cigarettes in the smoking car.
Champ, what you going to do?
Right. I mean,
what are you going to do for an encore?
So incredibly bad from a Twitter standpoint for that guy.
Yeah.
Well, everybody wake up being a GM. Man, people were questioning, like, when the Pilgrims came over. So, 1647, when Columbus sailed the ocean in heaven.
Whatever. Oh, they were breaking down to trades with the natives.
Oh, God, yes. The media was covering everything.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, if you went north instead of south, you would have hit the land better.
That Louisiana Purchase, I think someone got ripped off.
I think we got screwed in that deal. That's my mother. They screwed you. They screwed Jefferson. The French screwed him with the Louisiana Purchase. Thanks, Ma. Appreciate that. Thank you.
So, yeah, it's been happening for a while. That's all.
When did we become armchair GMs? When we started the world. I don't know why they put the world as the fourth planet. It should have been the third. I don't know why we're here. I guess we are the third planet, third rock from the sun. We should have been the fourth.
Yep. If you are Wabash cannonballing all over your office today, I don't blame you.
Here's Walker with 6 seconds. Got up into the air and is knocked away. K-State's got the ball. 2 seconds, 1 second. Noel layup. Yes! At the buzzer! And K-State has won it in overtime. They knock off a fabulous team in Michigan State. Keontae Johnson and the Cats are moving on. Wow, what a play. Wildcats win it 98-93.
Wyatt Thompson on the K-State Sports Network right here on 610 Sports Radio.
That's right.
Ryan has the totals. No, it's a different sport.
Oh. Ryan's got the totals next.
But if you're strutting around wearing your purple today, go for it, man. That's a hell of a win.
It was an amazing game last night. One of the more fun games I've seen in a long time.
Noel doing that in New York.
Yeah.
No offense to other regional sites like Kansas City and whatever. Dude did it at Madison Square Garden in
his
hometown.
Where he grew up.
I mean, come on.
That's awesome.
At the Mecca.
Come on.
Yeah, the world's most famous arena. He puts on that performance last night.
That's big time.
On a bum ankle the week that Willis Reed dies. Not you Willis Reeded it at Madison Square Garden the week Willis Reed died.
Yeah. And 19 assists to set an NCAA record. Yeah. That was pretty incredible. Those are memories this time of year, right?
Yeah,
that's what the tournament is.
That's it right awesome. There. That was so much fun watching that game last night.
It's awesome. Good
but are
them.
You strutting around or are you like nervous as all get out because you got FAU?
I don't know.
Now.
Some people were upset that I had brought up that this pushed pressure on them.
Absolutely does.
But it does.
A lot of pressure on K-State.
It absolutely does. The pressure now of the you gotta be that team. No one's ever heard of that team.
Yeah.
You're actually K-State, you might not feel it. You're the name team now.
Yeah, you're the brand name. You're the household name. You're the big 12.
You might not always feel that way. You might always feel like you're aiming for respect and those types of things. In this match, you're the name. You're the conference. You're the name. You're the whole. You're carrying the banner, and you got to go up against the little guy.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to advance to the Final Four.
Right. Exactly.
As much as you could say, throw out the records. And it's about matchups and who's hot and blah blah blah. No, you're the name here.
Yeah, you're the big name.
That comes with some pressure.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't pencil yourself ahead to the Final Four just yet. I think they're winning.
But I would.
I wouldn't get that cocky because it can end really, really quick.
As we saw last
week.
Ask
Missouri, Princeton.
But we're all talking about Missouri versus Kansas State here. I can't
compare KU because there were a lot of KU fans that thought they were going to lose to Arkansas, and we were telling them not to. But certainly the Mizzou, Princeton are like, oh man, we're going to get back. Whew, missed Arizona. Give me Princeton. See how that turns out. It can end very, very quickly. So don't get too enjoy it for sure. I think Saturday comes with a little pressure and probably some consternation and some nervous moments. And I think those are natural.
When does the excitement of that win though turn to this nervous emotion? Because I think if you're a K-State fan, it was immediately after the game ended. You're like excited for the win. That's great. And then you see FAU win, and now you're like, oh my God.
We just have a hard time going, we're going to the Final Four. Because I'd be like, hey, we're going to the Final Four, hopefully, can we?
We have more dudes than they did.
I'd just be more nervous. I'd be a nervous wreck. Like, you're this close. You're this close. But you're not there yet.
Right. And then if you lose on Saturday, it doesn't matter what you did on Thursday night.
All the magic of that game evaporates mm-hmm. so fast.
And right.
It's either an awesome part of the story.
Right.
Or it's a...
Man, we had a nice little first year under Jerome Tang, and man, we were so close.
And it's a tough dynamic.
Like I think, in my opinion anyway, the Elite Eight loss is the worst loss of the tournament. You lose in the first or second round, fine. You get here.
Yeah, you're right on the edge.
Yeah, you're seeing the Final Four. Like, people are looking at flights to Houston right now, right? Don't say you're not K-State fit, because you are, and you should be.
Oh, yeah, you're looking at, yeah.
You're looking at hotel rooms. You're calling Tammy from the Westin, seeing if she knows anybody down there. Like you got this thing going on, right? I understand, because I've been there. You know me. I've been a flight booker for years early. A lot of times it doesn't pan out. But K-State fans, I'm sure right now, you're on the Southwest app or the United app trying to find which ticket's going to be the cheapest, which is the best, how can I get there? You're making your contingency plans, and I wouldn't be surprised if you've already reserved hotel rooms down there in Houston, which you should do. But that doesn't change the fact that all of the pressure in the world is on K-State.
Yep, go win it. 5:09 tomorrow. Right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Right.
He recaps the week that was. He is Fesco's biggest fan. It is an edition of What We Learned with Billy Coons, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow.
This is Billy Coons. This is what we learned on Fesco in the Morning for this week. On Monday, we learned legend Bob was wrong for the second time ever in his life as he picked Kansas and Mizzou to win their NCAA tournament games, and Kansas lost to a good Arkansas team, and Mizzou lost to Princeton. And Bob and Josh say FDU beating Purdue is one of the greatest college basketball upsets of all time. And Bob, Josh, and B-Dub discussed their first CD since 40 years ago on Monday, the first CD was made. And we learned Legend Bob, he's an expert on the Rhode Island School of Design College in Rhode Island. On Tuesday, Bob and Josh say the Kansas mascots. City Chiefs still have needs in the 2023 NFL free agency and the draft also, like offensive line, defensive end, and wideouts, and could the Kansas City Chiefs get Odell Beckham and DeAndre Hopkins? And Bob, Josh, and B-Dub discussed things that make them mad, and Legend Bob is wearing socks that don't match. Iowa Josh is a sports host who don't talk sports.
What?
And B-Dub is roundabouts you drive on. And Kansas City Royals Assistant General Manager for Scouting, Gene Watson, joined the show to discuss the WBC and how he's been to every one of the events. And Bob and Josh and B-Dub discuss mowing the yard and which is better in the morning or in the evening and then drinking a beer after mowing the yard.
Bear.
On Wednesday, Bob and Josh say Juju Smith-Schuster got a good deal to New England Patriots, and Legend Bob asked a good question. What is a good budget for the Kansas City Chiefs wideouts? And both Bob and Josh say that they're probably not going to get a big name free agent-wise, but maybe an NFL draft. And Kansas City Royals shortstop Nicky Lopez joined the show to discuss playing for the Team Italy in the World Baseball Classic because his mother is 100% Italian, and how he played Chinese Taipei and the crowds were insane and going nuts. On Thursday, we learned that Mecole Hardman has left the Kansas City Chiefs to sign a one-year contract for the New York Jets. And Bob, Josh, and B-Dub discussed Taco Bell and the food they serve and eat, serve food to the customers and what they have good to eat.
That's right.
And finally, Kansas City Royals analyst Jeremy Guthrie joined the show to discuss his being in the booth and on the radio side and how he's excited to be with the Royals again after he played for the Royals. Mm-hmm. It's a great week to listen to B-Dub, I with Josh, and my hero, and Josh's hero, and B-Dub's hero, Legend Bob. Mm-hmm. Talk to you later.
Don't speak for me, Billy.
I didn't know that, Josh. That's awesome.
Don't speak for me,
Thanks,
Billy.
Thanks, buddy.
You were wrong for the second
time.
You pointed that out. That was good.
What was the first time?
And I'm definitely not frustrated with sports talk hosts who don't talk sports.
I know. I didn't get that.
I don't know where he got that one. He must have misinterpreted me there. I'm all for it.
You need to follow up this week and beat up, find out the first time I was wrong.
Yeah.
Will do.
He's mad that I said K-State's the dominant program now in Kansas.
Oh, he's not happy with you on that.
Yeah. No, but I'll be honest with you, who's still playing?
Yep.
It ain't about what you done. It's about what you're doing.
If you missed any of the show today,
you can have the dudes.
Download anytime, 610sports.com or the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download it for free. That'll do it for us. Cody and Gold are next here on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.